May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you are new to us and want to find more about who we are and what we do, there's a red visitor's packet, which kind of looks like this, not the whole black cover, just this front part. It's found both at the back part of the church and also off to the side. If you have any difficulties, just raise your hand. I'd be happy to ring you one later on in the service. In your black folders, which are at the end of the pews, are slips in there, one of which, if you're with us all the time, we have a lavender-colored one, does a few things for us, as does the blue-colored one. Blue-colored, if you're new to us. Lavender, if you've been here before. What it does, a couple of things. At the top of it, if you'd fill it out, let us know that you're here. That's the middle part of it. The top part is the prayer request portion of it. If there's things that you are want to share with us, happening in your life, joys or concerns, our community of faith, we do share those later on in the service, so certainly fill that out, and the ushers will collect those from you later on in the service. If you need child care, it's off to my right, your left. You can follow the signs back there, as well as the restrooms for you. We do encourage you after the service to join us in the gathering room for a time of fellowship. If you want to know more about the service and you do have a smartphone like this, you can pull it out, and you'll also find inside the pews there's a QR code, which you can actually scan, and that will also give the order of worship if you prefer that instead of watching it up on the screen. Just a few quick announcements before we continue on with the service this morning. Tomorrow night from 6:30 till 8 o'clock, there'll be the World Interfaith Harmony Assembly that's going to be happening here in the church. So we encourage you to attend, but also along with that, we're going to need to prepare the sanctuary for that tomorrow and the church. So if you're able to help with that, that would be wonderful. And certainly see Pastor Alicia afterwards if you can give a helping hand. We will have a prayer walk next Sunday around the building. We're getting ready to say goodbye to some tenants and hopefully get some new tenants in. And we're just kind of getting in the spirit of where the direction for our church building should be. So please join us next Sunday following the worship. And then during the week, you'll have a chance to come in from 7 until 9 a.m. in the morning and be able to walk through the sanctuary for a meditative time, a kind of a meditative prayer walk. So we encourage you that to do. Also, a couple other quick things that are in the bulletin about a women's retreat. There's a town hall potluck also mentioned in there. And yes, we still have pecans. So hopefully you can help us out by purchasing those, and that supports the work of our church. Sit back, relax, let the Spirit of God fill you as we now begin our worship.
Good morning, everyone. So glad to see you. I'm honored to say that I'm the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and I'd like to say welcome. Millions of people suffer from some sort of anxiety or depression disorder. If you do not, chances are you are close to someone who does. Winter can be a time of SAD, seasonal affective disorder, when the lack of sunlight affects our moods and ability to cope effectively. But spiritual affective disorder can also be a factor as we lead lives that are too crowded, busy, overcommitted, sometimes disturbing and uncertain. At the turn of this new year, we will explore everyday life activities that can become spiritual practices, deepening our experience of a meaningful life and make us more light-hearted. Where do you think God's dwelling place is? The psalmist speaks of longing to be in God's house. Indeed, being in what feels like a sacred place can transform and inspire us. Instead of thinking that finding God requires us to go to his designated place, like our church, what if we created spaces that reminded us of the sacred right where we are? This week, you are invited to create an altar in your home that can remind you that God dwells in all places. And so, today, I created an altar. And very simple one. I have a salt lamp here, And then I also have a small candle here that I would light when I wanted to sit near my altar. Now, the altar we're asking you to create is just to remind you that God dwells in all places. But if you wanted to take some time and use this space in your home, you can put it as however you want. But I have a Bible, and then I have a devotional book that I have found so, so wonderful. I can't not use it. I keep going through the year and starting over in this, and it's called In the Sanctuary of Women, A Companion for Reflection and Prayer, and it's by Jan J. Richardson. So I have that up here, and then I actually have this, The Upper Room, and this is something that you can get here at our church. It's a daily devotional as well. So I encourage you to remind yourself that God dwells in all places and create an altar. You can take a picture and put it on Facebook, on our Facebook page, so we can see what other altars in our community look like. And so let's start our time of worship with our song, Lord Jesus Christ, Your Light Shines.
Lord Jesus Christ, Your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, Your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome Your love. Lord Jesus Christ, Your light shines within us. Let not my doubts nor my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, Your light shines among us. Let my heart always welcome Your love.
Good morning. All right, please stand if you are able and join me in the call to worship. Throughout the Hebrew Scriptures, Abraham, Moses, Jacob, and others built altars to remember God's presence in their lives. They piled stone on stone to mark God's presence in the sacred space. We name camps, lakes, and streams and forests, and homes and churches. This morning, come into this place where the ordinary is sanctified, the human is celebrated, and the compassionate is expected. So let us celebrate the richness and diversity of life. Please remain standing and join in singing Spirit of God, Descend Upon My Heart on the screen or in page 500 of the hymnal.
Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Wean it from her. As Thou art, and make me love Thee as I ought to love. Spirit, as no dream, no prophet ecstasy, no sudden rending of the veil of no angel visitant, no opening skies, but take the dimness of my soul up. the struggles of the soul to bear, to check the rising doubt, the rebel's sigh. Teach me the patience of unanswered prayer. Teach me to love thee as thine angels love one holy passion filling all my frame. The of the heaven-descended dove, my heart an altar and thy love the flame.
We have a tradition here where we greet one another by shaking hands and saying, good morning or peace be with you. I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors today, saying, God be with you everywhere you go.
Good morning, everyone, again. If the children would like to join me for our blessing of the children, please come forward.
You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you do. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears.
So I have a question for all of you. Do you remember when I was sitting up here? What did I create up here? Did anyone catch the word that I used? So I created an altar to sit with God and praise God. And so I was hoping today we could do that. So I brought a few things. You might want to come over here. If you're sitting, you might want to come over here and see what's inside. I thought maybe, actually, can you guys get up and stand? Because we'll put it here so we can all see it. You might want to stand up instead of sit. So we'll start with whatever we want, but what I have to put down for our first piece, we can either use this, or we can use this as our starting point. What do you think? Shall we set this down, or this one? Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is set this down. Can someone put this out for me, please? Like, let's stretch it out. This is the wrong side, so we got to put the other side up. There we go. And you can set it up. Set it down. Now, we have a whole bunch of things in here. So I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to decide. Do you think we should put a cross?
Yeah, in the middle.
Okay, how about you did that, so how about we have Jacob put it down? Okay, and do you think that we should have a Bible?
Yeah.
Okay, so I brought a few different Bibles. I brought the Deep Blue Kids Bible. We could use that one. Or we could use, I like this one because of the texture. You want to feel it? I like the way it feels. Why don't you pass it around so you can all feel it? And then we have this one, the Message. I like this one because of what's inside, but also the picture on the front I really like. So we can use that one, or we could use this one. This one has another feel to it. Why don't you feel that one? You can pass that one around. Or we could use the study Bible, student study Bible. What do you think? Which one should we use? Okay, we can put more than one because we have. Okay, you like the student one, you like the kids one. All right, so we'll have two Bibles. That's okay. All right, and I have a few things in here. We could have some candles. Do you think we should have one candle or many candles?
Many.
Okay. So how about? Have you put one out yet? You haven't. Okay, you can do one, and then you can do one. And you guys, you want to put a candle on the on our altar? All right, who else has not yet put something on our altar? You have it? Here you go. Here, honey. Can you reach it? Okay. Have you done one yet? You did, okay. Anyone else not participated? All right, here we go. All right, make room so the kids can get in. So I also have something here, and this can be, we don't have to put this down, but we could. I have little stones, because sometimes when I'm praying, they are rocks, yeah, stones, rocks, yes. So sometimes when I'm praying, I like to hold something and touch it. And so I like to have sometimes a stone or a cross to hold. Sure, why don't you do that? So we're going to take turns, make sure everybody gets a turn. And the idea was, why don't we put the rocks all the way around the outside? Okay, can you guys help too? Okay, so make sure you're sharing here. Okay, you did one, so let's pass it. Now, we have one more decision to make, but I'll wait for the rocks to be done. The stones, the rocks, yes. Keep passing it so everybody gets a turn. So I already had thought about, as they do this, we can turn these on because they're battery. And nobody's going to get burned with the battery ones. All right. We'll keep going. All right. Is everybody getting a turn with the stones?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Did you guys get a turn? Do you want a turn putting the stones out? Okay, is everybody getting a turn?
Yeah, they all.
Okay, who hasn't had a turn? Okay.
Yes.
Have you had a turn? Okay. Have you had a turn, Eric? Yeah. Okay. All right, here you go. You can take a turn. Okay, so before I forget, because I want to make sure I do this, I forgot that today was the first Sunday of the month. And so I just want to take a moment because usually the children will go out into the congregation and collect all the things that folks have brought for the food pantry. And I forgot about that, and I already thought about doing this. So I'm sorry, congregation. But we're grateful for your donations and everything you brought. If you have something and the kids haven't gotten it because I forgot that it was the first of the month, please just bring it up maybe when you receive communion, and you can just put it in front of the communion table. Okay? All right, so we have one more decision to make while we're doing this. So this is something that some people find comforting, something that they find spiritual, and that is coloring. Does anyone like doing that? Do you think that we should have a coloring book and some crayons with our devotional time? Yeah, well, somebody put a pencil in my markers. So I guess we can do whatever we want. But this one I found, and this one, look, do you see the cross on it? Where's the cross? Right there. Do y'all see it? So this one is called, you see the cross? Okay. This one is called, It Is Well With My Soul. And there's a really wonderful hymn by Charles Wesley by the same name. And each one, yes, by Charles Wesley. And so every single page has a line from that song, from that hymn, and then a beautiful picture to go with it. All right, so while I'm going to put this here, are we all in agreement that we can have some coloring with our devotional time? Oh, great, it's almost done. Look at that. Wonderful. So when we get done with the stones, with the rocks, can we all stand back and look at it? This is beautiful. Oops. All right, so step back a little bit so we can see it. Can everybody see how it turned out? Let me get out of the way. Can you see it, everybody in the back? There's littler kids behind you. Can you scoot over so the littler kids can come? Look at that. It turned out nice. So this can remind us that God is with us always. God's house is all places, and all places are sacred, and we can find the sacred in all places. So thank you so much for helping me create this altar to remind us that God is with us. So will you pray with me? Do you want to sit or stand for the prayer? However you're comfortable, sit or stand, okay? Holy God, we thank you so much for reminding us that you are always with us and that you dwell among us, that sacred is in the sacred is in all places, and that you are all in all places. We thank you for the reminder, and that we can be reminded that you are with us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. So you can go sit with your guardian or parent or grandparent, and I thank you so much for helping create this beautiful sacred space. This morning, we would love to join with you in prayer. So if you would like to share a prayer request, whether it be a joy or a concern or an in-between, please write it down on your prayer slip. It might be yellow, it might be purple, and you can hand it to an usher that will be coming down the aisle, and then when we receive them all, we'll read them as a part of our worship.
In God's time, in God's time, God makes all things beautiful. In God's time, Lord, please show me every day as you're teaching me your way, that you do just what you say in your time. In your time, in your time, Lord, mind all things beautiful in your time. Lord, my life to you I bring. May each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing in your time.
And also, let's keep in prayers Dean Moyer, as he is presiding over worship and Holy Communion at Loretto this week. So he was excited to be able to do that, but is missing our day today. So God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. This is a prayer called the Sanctuary's Prayer. God, who wished to stay present among us through your Holy Eucharist, the mystery of your love, we unite ourselves to all those who come to adore you in spirit and in truth. Praying day and night, we would like to offer our presence to your presence. Allow us to listen to you in silence, as you wish to reveal yourself to us in the secrets of our hearts. Help us to surrender ourselves to you. May the praise and supplication and the confident gifts of our lives raise up from our hearts. May your sacred heart, source of all mercy, establish our hearts in peace and inner joy. May it strengthen our faith, renew our hope, and sustain our hope. Amen. Let's pray together. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
This morning we have three scripture readings, and our first scripture reading is Psalm chapter 84. And I am delighted to say that the choir will sing our first scripture. The piece is entitled, How Lovely Are Thy Dwellings, and it is either by Little or by Lytle, and I didn't want to pronounce it wrong. you, choir. That was beautiful. Our next scripture reading comes from the Psalm chapter 112, verses 2 through 4. And I am reading from the NRSV Bible. Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. They rise in the darkness as a light for the upright. They are gracious, merciful, and righteous. Our gospel reading today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its saltiness, how will it become salty again? It's good for nothing except to be thrown away and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world, a city on top of a hill that can't be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on top of a lampstand, and it shines on all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people, so that they can see good things that you do and praise your Father who is in heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God.
This morning we've been talking about how God dwells among all of us, and how we can create an altar as a reminder of God's presence. In the book of Genesis, Jacob awakens because he's felt the presence of God. And he takes the stone that he was using as a pillow, and he props it up so it's standing up straight. And then he pours oil on it. And he speaks a vow to God. He says, I promise I'm going to come back and I'm going to create an altar here in this spot where I experience your presence. We all experience God in different ways and in different places. Some of us experience God here in this sacred space. So many people come to this sanctuary and are in awe. I actually had someone come up yesterday from a training and just want to sit in this space. And we may experience God in additional sacred spaces throughout the world. One of the places I find sacred is the Hedges. It's on Blue Mountain Lake. It's a bed and breakfast on Blue Mountain Lake in the Adirondacks. And this is a picture of the main cabin. And this is looking out onto the lake. The water, the mountains, the forest, they're peaceful for me. I'd like to invite a couple others up to talk with me and tell me about a sacred place for them. And the first person I'd like to invite up is Amelia Wea. Amelia, will you come sit with me? I didn't surprise her, Jackie. So where is your sacred place that I asked you to talk about? Come on up. Oh, I forgot I got to get you a microphone.
Yes. I'm going to let you share this with me. Uh-huh. Oops, sorry, everybody. Hang on a second. Were you going to sit there? Okay. So I guess I'm going to stand next to you.
One of my secret places is at Camp Kwasiwasko. When we were singing the song, I felt closer to God because I really like to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I talked to the other kids, I really felt closer to God in them too.
Yeah, nice. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you
for sharing that with us.
Kwasiwasko certainly is a special place for many of us and a sacred place for many of us. And I'd also like to invite Nelson Price to come up and talk with us as well. Some of you who know Nelson might know probably what he's going to talk about. Will you sit with me?
Most of you have never thought of a boat as a sacred space. But my boat is one of my sacred spaces. And it's sacred for two or three reasons. First of all, when I was working, I was in a high-stress job often. And when I'd go and get on the boat, the stress would just kind of shed like old skin. And I was facing entirely different issues. Wind, rain, sun. Different than the people problems of the noisy, noisy city. And so that was a place of sanctuary for me. And then secondly, it's a place of relationships. And interestingly, you have enough time when you're cruising for a week or two to be able to chat, and you don't have to tell the whole story at one time, and you can come back to it again and again. And there's really deep sharing and deep relationships that are created. And then thirdly, it takes me into new places, into God's natural world. And you can click now. So this is a sunset. And one of the most spectacular sunsets I've ever experienced. We were sailing out of the Cape Cod Canal. And that goes into Buzzards Bay. And it's formed by the islands, the Elizabeth Islands on one side and the Massachusetts on the other. And as we sailed down the bay, the sun set. And we could look at every horizon. And there were clouds all around us. And as the sun went down, in the west, there were rich reds and yellows. And in the west, they became blue and gray. And then I looked up overhead, and there was one cloud over there, like a Jewish yarmulke, just sitting there. And that was all lit up, too. And it felt like we were sailing through a sanctuary, God's sanctuary. And another time, we were sailing out of Cape Canaveral, Florida, for Newport, Rhode Island. And there's the Gulf Stream, and it's a big river in the ocean, as you know. And we sailed straight east until we came to the Gulf Stream, and you could see the change in the water color. And we'd secured a chart, and you can go to the next. And we'd secured a chart which showed us where the strongest current was, because the current is different in different parts of the stream. And we got in that current and headed north. And my watch was 11 to 2, day and night. And as I was there on the night, midnight watch, complete darkness, no ambient light, clear sky. And I began to understand in a little way what the shepherds experienced with their flocks at night, the desert people with the clear sky, and how special that was, those moments of sailing. And it's amazing how much you can see by starlight and no moonlight. So it takes me into God's natural sanctuary.
Thank you for sharing, Nelson, and thank you for sharing, Amelia. We really enjoyed that. Thank you so much. I find it ironic that part of my altar up here is a salt lamp, and salt is part of many traditions. It was a part of burnt offerings and preserving food. And now we use it for salt baths for our skin and our body. And to the salt lamp is also known to purify the air. But most importantly, when I look at this salt lamp at my altar, it's a reminder that we are to be the salt of the earth, the city on the hill that shines bright even in the darkest of days. Emotionally and astronomically. We are not to lose our saltiness, our relevance as Christians. We are to stay salty and coarse, to be a voice for the voiceless. We are to remember God dwells with us, all of God's people, no matter where we go. Jacob asked God to keep him safe when he marked that marker of sacred space. But we can take comfort in the knowledge that, in the end, God dwells no matter where we go. God is always with us. This week, as you know, our homework is going to be to create an altar, a special place in our homes, in our yards, in our office maybe, as a reminder that God dwells with us always. The hymn Sanctuary urges us to ask the Lord to prepare us to be a sanctuary, to be ready to share God's love. And let's end our time today, this message time, by singing the hymn Sanctuary. Just remain seated, and Danny McGowan is going to lead us in our song, Sanctuary.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy,
tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living
. So let's breathe this in and breathe this out as we ready ourselves for this beautiful day of Holy Communion. The Lord be with you. Let us open our hearts to the love of God. Jesus invites all who believe in his reign of justice and love to gather around this table and to be fed in body and spirit for strength on the journey. As we prepare to share in this holy meal together, may we confess before God and one another our need for grace. God of peace, we know that we have tarnished your vision for this world. You have called us to a way of love, loving you and loving our neighbor. But we have strayed, seeking our own version of justice instead of the one you have for us. We have fought with one another. We have not worked for peace. We have not done that which you require of us. Help us, O God, to seek instead your way of justice and loving kindness as you usher us into your presence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. You have told us, O God, what is good and right. You gave us a vision of a peaceable kingdom in the Garden of Eden, where man and woman were united to serve. You have told us, O God, what is good and right, instructing your people through the prophets, seeking peace. You have told us, O God, what is good and right, showing us a different way of living in community through Jesus Christ. Loving God, you have invited us time and time again to do what is good and right in your sight, to live the way that you intended us to live, in a community of peace and wholeness. You have given us every opportunity to return to you and embrace your vision. We witness now to you, joining our voices together and remembering your reign of peace and love and justice. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When we rejected your version of the peaceable kingdom and instead followed our own wants and desires, you sent us Jesus Christ, who modeled for us through his actions and words a new path of justice and peace. Yet we rejected him as well. But Jesus still embraces us as we share in this holy meal, remembering on the night he gave himself up for us. He took bread and he broke it. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Eat this and remember me." After the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to all of his disciples and he said, "Drink this and remember me." So today, we gather around the bread and the cup and remember. Remember the acts of power and loving kindness expressed through our Lord Jesus Christ as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ died, putting his trust in you. Christ was raised, taking on the resurrection life. Christ will come and carry us home to you. Holy God, pour out your Spirit on us and on these gifts of the bread and the cup. May they strengthen us to do what you require, to walk humbly with you, to love others, and to seek justice in the face of oppression, so we might be your people, proclaiming your kingdom to others. Amen. And so, I invite everyone here to this table. Please know that in the United Methodist Church, the table is open to all people. There are no prerequisites to joining our table. And know that we have gluten-free bread. That is all we serve, so that we are receiving from one loaf. And we have grape juice. So, what we're going to do is once I get settled with our servers, I'm going to invite folks to, as the ushers invite you forward, pew by pew, they'll start in the front, I think, and work their way back. We'll invite you to come through the middle aisles here, and if you're coming this way, I'd like you to go out and around and back so we don't have a busy intersection. And then if you're over here, we're going to ask you to come through this aisle, receive Holy Communion, and then go out and around this way. okay? Again, so we don't have a clog in our intersection here. There are a few options here. So when you come forward, you're going to be faced with some bread, gluten-free bread. You can take a piece of that off of the platter. Next, you can either choose to dip your bread into the grape juice and then eat it right away. This is receiving Holy Communion through intinction. If you choose not to do that, you can take the bread, eat that right away, and then you skip the big cup and you go to the little cups, and you take a little cup and you drink that, and then there'll be a basket for you to place your empty cup into. All right? So we have a lot of instructions for a very holy meal. Will the servers please come forward, and we'll get settled. Everyone else, please relax, and we'll be ready in a moment.
As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips that look like the little colored pieces of paper in the black folder, because I don't have one with me, into the plate as our ushers come down the aisle. I'd like our first-time visitors of the church to know that we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest, and we are grateful to have you here. Yet, we do have a strong tradition here of giving at the University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings. join me in the prayer of dedication. O God, please take these gifts and multiply them. Let them be a means to create justice, peace you long for in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in singing our closing hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, in the hymnal or on page 400 or on the screen.
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, to my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for mount of loudest praise. Teach me summer, Lord, yes, sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of Thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by Thy help I come, and I hope by Thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed His precious blood. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let Thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to Thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for Thy courts above.
The calm within the storm is where peace lives and breathes. It is not within perfect circumstances or a charmed life, but it is not conditional. Peace is a sacred space within. It is the temple of our internal landscape. We are free to visit it whatever we seek, whenever we seek sanctuary. Underneath the chaos of everyday living, peace is patiently awaiting our discovery. Go within. Go now in peace.